My name is Marty, and I've been down in the mission field now for 11 years. I've been saved for 13 years, and I praise the Lord. He's changed my life just a whole bunch. And although, like one of the missionaries was saying, I think it was John this morning, he said, man, I didn't even want to be saved, you know? I mean, I could never even imagine myself doing the things that I'm doing now, you know? How the Lord changes our whole life. I mean, the things that we like, the things that we, you know, it's just amazing how He can change us, you know? And I give thanks. I give thanks for that. Because I didn't like myself then. I don't like myself too well still, but, but He's still changing me. So maybe someday I'll get to really like myself, you know? But, I like what I'm doing now. And I love the children. And I love witnessing to the children. And the song that we were just singing, you know how it says, if I give you a cup of water, well, that's all I demand. And so the Lord doesn't expect me to be out there preaching. He didn't give me the gift to preach. But He did give me a love for children. And He did give me a desire to teach them. And although, you know, some things that I'm dealing with the women, some of the women, you know, everybody wants the gifts, you know, just set on their lap. And if I had the gift, well, then I'd go out and I'd do this and that and the other thing. And it's like I said, you know, sometimes we don't have a gift. We don't know what we have. We have to start using it and start trying. And then we'll see if we have a gift or not, you know. And then we'll see if that's how the Lord wants to use us. And I just praise the Lord that He has shown me, at least up to now, that this is my spot. I finally found my niche in life, you know, because I don't seem to fit in a whole bunch. I don't know why, but I guess it's because I'm unmarried, and so I don't really fit in too well. I don't fit in with the singles because most of them are young. And I don't fit in with my age because most of them are married and have children, and that's all they want to talk about is, you know, their husbands and kids. And so I don't fit in, but I found my niche now. I have the ministry, I have the children, and I can be happy with that. I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for your love, for your offerings, especially for your prayers, because like I said last time that I talked to you, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. It's been a hard year, and I don't think I'd make it without prayer. And I've been real slack. When one starts getting discouraged in that, one of the first things to go, at least with me, is prayer, you know, or at least it starts getting real shoddy, you know. Not really fervent prayer, not really the kind of prayer that we know that we're in communion with the Lord, you know, sort of just the kind of prayer that you're completing or you're, filling the requirements and I feel that in my life. I feel like I need your prayers. I need your prayers for my prayer life. I need your prayers for my spiritual walk. I need your prayers for the ministry, your prayers for my testimony, especially my attitude, that the way I walk would manifest the fruit of the Spirit. And I do ask that you pray for me especially, you know. I want so bad to be a light instead of a stumbling block. And I know some brethren that are stumbling blocks. Maybe not to me, but to others, you know, who come and tell me, of course, their problems. And it's like I say, well, looking at your side of the question, you're wrong to let it be a stumbling block. But looking on their side of the question, they're wrong to be a stumbling block, you know. But I don't want to be a stumbling block. And I pray that you keep me in prayer, okay? And I am praying for you guys. And also, the brethren there in San Luis, like I said Tuesday, they still thank the Lord that you all have seen a vision, that you send missionaries, amen, that you love souls. They say that they want that too. There are some that, you know, are getting the vision. And please pray for them. You know that the Lord will continue to work in them and continue to give them the not only the desire but the do, you know, of getting out. We do have a couple of brothers that do go and preach every week. They are working brothers, so it's not a nightly thing. But they're doing good, you know, and we're starting to get some flack, and they're so excited. You know, they they said that, you know, they were afraid, you know, that if we started getting flack, that they would start getting scared and then they wouldn't want to go. But no, instead it just, oh, I can't wait until Saturday, you know, to see what happens. And so they're really excited. I think they had some tomatoes and that's thrown at them the other day. And, a couple rocks from long distance, but, I didn't even come near them. But, they were encouraged anyway, and they were really excited that maybe next time they'd get hit by one. So please keep them in prayer. That's what nothing else is. It's a little one. Okay. I would like to spend this, a few minutes just encouraging you all. You know, all week long, I've been encouraged, I've been blessed, I've been edified, and I came needy, and I'm overflowing, you know, with blessings that I received. I have a whole bunch of studies to have to, study. You know, I said the brothers just opened up a can of worms is all they really did. You know, just caused problems for me so that I have to do a lot of studying when I get home. So that's always exciting to me because, I really get involved into it when I start getting all my stuff out, you know. So I'm waiting for my opportunity. There are a lot of things to study out, that I've heard up here this week. But what I'd like to encourage you all is, you know what? We've got hope in Jesus. Can we see, 1 Thessalonians, English or Spanish? Thessalonians, okay. I get them all mixed up and I know the book's in Spanish, but since I was a new Christian when I went down to the mission field, most of my practice and everything is in Spanish. And so, although it doesn't look like it because my Spanish is terrible, the pronunciation, but you know how that goes. Like we said, you know, the Lord doesn't need aptitude, just willingness. And so he's even used me, you know. When I was saved, I was already 35 years old. Already tried learning a language on my own. You know, I was in Germany for 2 years when I was in the Army. And I couldn't learn it. I mean, I just could not learn it. And so when I thought I was called to the mission field, I just, you know, oh, Lord, how's this going to work out? You know, I'm so stupid. I mean, I cannot, you know, I mean, I just can't learn the language, you know. My tongue won't do it, you know. Then I started praying that if I couldn't learn anything else, that I could learn how to, enough Spanish to get out the gospel. And he's blessed me with that. I can. The people that I talk to, they know what I'm talking about. And even if they don't understand me, you know, they can read the Bible that I got with me, you know, to see what it is I'm saying. And then he's blessed me with a little bit more that I'm getting more conversational Spanish. I'm not too interested in conversational Spanish, and that might be a whole lot of my problem. You know, I'm not very sociable. If you haven't noticed, I'm not a very sociable person, and people are difficult for me to work with, especially on a social level. I like studies, and I like, you know, that kind of situation, but on a social level, it's very difficult for me in English and especially in Spanish now, too. But little by little, I'm gaining, more ease. As I'm gaining friends, I guess, I have more confidence. That seems to be what my problem is a lack of confidence. If I can see, if we can see in, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, look what it says. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. See, we have hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord will not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the Amen. Air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, Amen. Comfort one another with these words. I want to comfort Amen. You. We have hope. Amen. And also we have an unconditional love in Jesus. And that's in Romans 8:35-39. To me, it's a blessing because, you know, all my life I've looked for love. Before I was saved, I looked for love and many things. And you know, I didn't find it. I thought I did, but it always, you know, had conditions on it that I couldn't keep or that ran out, you know. But when I learned that Jesus died on the cross for me and that this love is forever, you know, even when I'm not walking as I should, the Lord doesn't turn his back on me and he doesn't say he doesn't love me. He always loves me. And this is an encouragement to me. It is the kind of love that I've never known. And I don't think we can know outside of the Lord Jesus. But chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians certainly shows us that we have an obligation to have that godly love for one another. I don't know if we can complete it on this earth, but we have that obligation. 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Amen. Through him that loved us. Amen. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that a blessing? I mean, we have an unconditional love. Also, we have victory in Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. To me, that's great. You know, I mean, that is just really a big blessing, you know, this victory that we have. Sometimes it doesn't look like we're victorious, and sometimes we don't feel like we're victorious, but in Jesus we are. Amen. And last but not least, we have so many promises for spiritual things, spiritual blessings now and in the future. In Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. He's already blessed us. All we got to do is grab them, you know, and run. But we don't have to run too far because he's right there with us all the time. And in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He shall supply our need. All these spiritual needs that we have, he shall supply them. And it's a promise for us, and it's a promise for spiritual blessings that we can have. And I thank God, and I want to encourage you all that that we have all these things in Jesus.
Amen. Ready to do more. Let's stand.